You're at the free throw line that many times. What does it take to not get in your own head and overthink going there again and again and again?
I mean, it's just repetition. That's things you just work on, and there's a confidence I have in myself because of all the reps I've put in. And I think it's just you got to stay focused. You got to stay locked in, because in the end, you got to make free throws. And I think that ultimately was what helped us today. And I think, especially after last game, missing three, that's out of character for me. So I had to respond. And I think, you know, something we worked on in practice, and it was something that we needed to do. So just staying focused and honed in.
Felix, what does it feel like to advance and for this team to get to continue playing basketball together?
I mean, it's really a good opportunity for us, you know. I feel like, you know, we got older guys on the team, and, you know, it's going to be, this might be the, you know, each game we play right now might be the last time we play with them. So we just try to, you know, keep that, the family going, you know, for as long as we can, pretty much.
For Jamison, when, you know, talking about those free throws, but I believe it was 32 combined fouls called in the second half. How as a team do you maintain your focus, your aggression when, you know, the pace of play is getting so choppy and so many fouls are being called?
Yeah, it's just stay in next play mentality. That's what you have to look at. If you have a foul, there's a bad call, there's whatever happens, you huddle in, and it's always talking about next play. You know, worry about what's next, because in the end you can't control what just happened. You know, I come here and say it all the time. So it's just focusing on the next play and just being ready for whatever is next.
And then for Felix, I think this is the first time we've talked to you since you broke the consecutive games with a block shot record here. Were you aware of that record, and what did it feel like to break that?
I wasn't really aware of the record. I mean, I think Gary told me one time on the bus, but that's about it. But I don't really think about going to a game. I just, you know, try to play aggressive and, you know, do my part defensively. And defensively, you know, I block shots. So I just try to go help my teammates and, you know, create more possessions for us.
Felix, I know you take pride in your defense. I think for you guys as a team, three of you had blocks, five other guys had steals. What's it like to kind of see that kind of performance from everyone on the team today?
It's really good. I love to see you on the team, you know, collectively. We actually, you know, play defense. It takes our team to a whole new level, you know, when everyone is locked in on defense. And I know the guys on the team, you know, they're really hard players, you know, and they can do it every night, you know.
For Jameson, what's it like kind of being in the postseason right now, a couple weeks now under your belt? What's kind of the vibe right now on the team?
You know, we're just focused on what's next. And I think for us, you know, we'll come in tomorrow, work out, recover, and then we'll figure out who we play tomorrow night. But it's just taking it day by day. And we're looking at, like Felix said, there's opportunities out there. And each game, each day is an opportunity for us to have another go around with these guys, because in the end, you know, this team's not going to be the same. There's guys moving on, there's guys leaving. And that's the beauty of college basketball. That's also the harsh reality of it, that no team is ever going to be the same each year. And I think that's what a lot of people take for granted, and that's something that, you know, I don't want to take for granted, because, again, this is my fifth year, and this is one of the most connected group of guys I've been a part of. And it's just a, you know, Coach Deep preaches it all the time. It's a family, and it really is, and we embody that each and every day.
Felix, the way that this team is coming together at this point of the season, the way that you guys are playing, I asked you about, like, moving on, but just you've talked a lot in your 2 years about wanting to, you know, have more of a mentality from guys, more of a dog mentality, like you've said a few times. Where do you think this team is in discovering that, and how much is that a part of what you're doing right now?
We definitely have I feel like this year we have a lot, you know. And I know y'all don't really, you know, see a lot of stats on Evan, but Evan is one of them, you know. He, every night, you know, we put him on the, you know, one of the best players to guard, and, you know, he's 6'6", 6'7", and he's really a good guy, you know, to put on defense. And we pretty much can guard 1-5. And also Devin, the freshman, you know, he really got out of him, so.
What did it feel like for you to impact the game the way that you did? I mean, you've impacted games. We've talked about your defense and affecting shots and stuff, but you're getting to the on the score sheet a little bit more. Your offense seems to be coming along a little bit more. What did it feel like to have the impact that you did overall?
Like I said earlier, I'm just, you know, I just do whatever my team want me to do, and I feel like also lately offensively, I feel like my team has been needing me more, and I've been getting more touches, and I just gotta, you know, you know, trust my work and just play hard.
One more. Now, Jameson, just because you were at the line so much, I'm always curious, like, what do you have a mantra? Do you have a, like, I know obviously you have a routine, but is there anything that goes through your head when you're going to the line that you repeat to yourself or anything that just helps settle you before you take a free throw?
No, I just always take a deep breath. That's really it. I go through my same free throw routine, and it's, you know, it's just natural. Nothing out of ordinary, nothing too crazy. So.
Jameson, it seemed like you especially found a little trouble scoring the first half. When you guys were going down transition, were you at all frustrated that, you know, you weren't converting buckets in transition, kind of had to pull it out a little more?
You know, I would say I thought we got out and ran in transition, actually, and I think that's kind of what sparked our run in the first half. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily frustrating to pull it out offensively just because of the talent we have. But, you know, to say we just have to be consistent with it, and we have to just keep working, keep hunting good shots, and I think that's what we do. And there's other ways to impact games other than scoring. I think that's something that I've taken personally. You know, if I'm not scoring, there's other things I can do. I think rebound is something that I've improved on, as well as defense. And I think my teammates hold me to that and hold me to that standard because, you know, in the end, we need each other, and we need guys to step up in big moments, and I think that's what we did today.